Parshas Kiseitze. V'hoyo im ben hakos ha-rosho, perek chafei posuk beis. V'hoyo im ben hakos ha-rosho, v'hipilu ha-shoifet, v'hikilu l'fonov, k'dei rishoso, bimispar. Rashi comments that this is the source that we're going to learn actually a lot about this year. The source for one of the Einshin in the Torah, one of the punishments of the Torah, punishment of Malchus. Malchus. Says Rashi, Melamed chain Malkinoso ela omed velo yoshev ela muta, lo omed velo yoshev ela muta. You have to be leaning over when you give him Malchus, lefanav kidei rishoso. You give him exact amount that he works, bimispar. Bimispar in its number, ve'eno nakud bimispar, lamed shu davak lomar bimispar mem velo mem shleimim, el minayin shu sochim umashim larboim ve'im mem chasar achas. You should give its number, bamispar, but it's not really the full mem, says Rashi. What is it? How much malchus do you give? 39. That's what Rashi says, bimispar, end of pasuk. It's number. And then what does the pasuk say in pasuk Gimel? Arboim yakenu lo Yosef. Pen Yosef la'akoso al ele mako rabba v'nikla achicha le'inech. 40 malchus. Don't add on lo Yosef, pen Yosef, because maybe it will be too much. La'akoso al ele. To add to these Malkios, Makaraba, it's going to be a major hit, a blow, a big Maka. V'nikla achicha le'inecha. And your brother, in front of your eyes, will be smitten. Question number one. Why, if Rashi just went and told us that bimispar, we should know, is not really bimem, but really 39. So what's the obvious question? Why is the Torah saying in the next pasuk, the opening words, arboim yakenu? It's not accurate. It's not true. It's not 40. It's 39. Let the Torah tell me the exact number. Why is the Torah giving me a number that's inaccurate? Rabosai, we learned last year, spent time on this, in the sugis of Chol v'Chaveiro. Lauman asked me about this. Why is this the source? Bezdin, giving an extra lash, is the source that you're not allowed to go up to your friend and punch him in the face. That's the isser. If someone asks you, what's the isser for me to punch you? What's the isser for me to hurt you? It's from Bezdin, that if they do an extra hakah, they go one over, they're over Pen Yosef. And how is it introduced? That if they give a makaraba, what's this makaraba? This major blow. What type of phrase is that? Major blow, makaraba. What's the Torah referring to? V'nikla achicha le'inecha, says Rashi, V'nikla echicha le'inecha, kol ayom karu rasha, u'mishalaka karu achicha. This whole day, this person who transgressed an avera that's deserving of Malchus, says Rashi, is considered a rasha. A person who does an avera sheyesh bo lav, the Gemara says beferish, that is who's designated to be considered a rasha. The second that he gets the 39 malchus, then he's back to be achicha. He's back to be my brother. And chas v'shalom, should I give him an extra hakah when he's no longer a rasha and he now transformed himself to be achicha? Rabosai, the Maharal points out in his Sefer Gur Aryeh on the Psukim, a And also, in other svarim that he has, Maral writes that the Rebbeinu Shalom was telling us and hinting to us something very fundamental in the way the Torah presented the onesh and the punishment of lashes. Says the Maral, really, arba'im yaked. Really, you deserve lashes, and how many lashes? 40 lashes. It's not lavdafka, it's not inaccurate, but there is a necessity for you to be smitten 40 times for the transgressions and the averos that you were involved in. Yet says the Maharal, how do we understand the Pasuk and Rashi's drasha and Chazal's drasha that it really calculates and only comes out to be 39 if the Torah says Arboim Yakenu? It's two different approaches. One is prior to the Onesh, and one is post the Malkus. When a Rasha who's over in Avera and he's a Rasha now, that deserves Malkus and lashes, and he comes in front of you and he says, what do I need in order to return back to be a brother, to be a member of Am Yisrael, to purify myself? The answer to this person is, you need 40 lashes. Says the Maharal, you want to know why you need 40 lashes? What's so significant about the number 40? Says the Maharal, because how many days does it take to create a physical human being? 40 days of Yetziras Havlad, the Gemara says. Prior to Yetziras Havlad, the Gemara calls, before the 40 days, Maya Ba'alma. It's as if it's just liquid. The baby, the fetus, is not formed into a physical entity. It's not a creature yet. There are some poskim, I'm chas v'sholom not paskening la'alacha. There are some poskim that differentiate. Within the sugya of abortion, and Mirchus Hashem will learn this next semester. Comes up in Ben Sora Ramora and Daf Ayin Bezim Abez. There are some poskim that make a distinction, halacha l'maisa, the Shuvas Torah's Chesed, the Tzitz Eliezer, that make a distinction, halacha l'maisa, between a baby that is 40 days old and not 40 days old. As the Gemara says, Maya Ba'alma, if anyone even thinks the paskin la'alacha based on what I just said, you're meshugan. That is not la'alacha l'maisa. But I just want to bring out the point that there are some poskim that paskin like that. But obviously you have to talk to a rav. 40 days it takes to create a physical creature. 40 days Yetziras Havlad. This individual that got involved and strayed off the derech and became a Rasha and is now standing in front of you now needs to be smitten and needs to go through a tshuva process to fix and rejuvenate that whole creation. You are a human being. You were created at one point in time to be totally pure. And now you've messed that up. You've gone astray. We have to fix and go step by step to each one of those 40 days and lash them and fix them. Says the Maharal, I have a little secret to tell you. The 40 days are broken up as follows. There are 39 days in Yetziras Havlad when HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his unbelievable nisim uneflos creates a child, which is unbelievable to even think about, in the fetus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates for 39 days the physical entity, the physical ingredients for the body. It's ultimately going to turn into what being a person. That's the first 39 days. But says the Maharal, then there's a 40th day. What's created on the 40th day? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduce on the 40th day? The Neshama. That, a
as the Maharal says in his language, creates the full tsura of an adam. A neshama with a guf. In the first 40 days of the creation of a person. Says the Maharal Gevaldik. Maharal says, you want to understand the pshat in this psukim? I'm going to explain to you pshat. He says, 39 physical days of creation, and therefore 39 lashes. And when you're looking at it a priori, when you're looking at it prior to getting the lashes, the truth is, arboim yakenu. This person is totally lost. His neshama with his neshama, totally contaminated. Because, says the Maharal, the neshama is mechuber with such a guf, is attached with such physical entities and people that are running after the taivas and the tanugim, the physical pleasures of this world. So the neshama becomes polluted and the neshama becomes suffocated. And therefore, if you approach the Beis Din and you read Parshas Kisetze and you want to know this individual that was created in 40 days, how much of a rectification process does he need and is he required to go through? The answer is 40. 100% 40. Yet what happens? Says the Maharal, you go through the rectification process day by day. Physical entity by physical entity. Go through all the tanugim that you've been involved with, and we slap him how many times? 39 times. 39 times. You rectify yourself. You metire yourself. You fix your environment. 39 times. Then the 40th lash is not necessary anymore. Because now the neshama is not mechuber to a guf tameh. The neshama is no longer attached to something that's bringing it down. It's only prior to the malchus, prior to the lashes, when the neshama is so polluted by the direction of the guf, of those 39 days, where you brought that yetziras havlad that went from such a pure entity to where we've gone to. But post facto, once we recreate ourselves, once we go back and we go through the malchus of 39, so then neshama doesn't need malchus. Neshama is something bad, and that's pure. The neshama is something that Rabosai, no matter what you do, you cannot contaminate your neshama, which is a great chizik, a great koyach. Everyone says, I can't. I'm lost. I'm not strong enough. I don't have that in the same neshama as that guy in that program or that guy in that yeshiva. I'm not a guy who's learning Yom HaVelayla, who's living in Bnei Brak. I'm not Rav Chaim Kanievsky. People say it's not true. Laharaya, if you would actually do the rectification process for the first 39 steps, your neshama is totally untouched. Your neshama is not polluted at all. Your neshama is not inherently affected. It's only once it's attached to those physical ailments, to those the direction that you've been going through, that's when the neshama, it's, the neshama can't come out. The neshama doesn't find its way. There's traffic. It's stuck. There's pollution. It can't breathe. It's suffocated. But Rabosai, once you remove all that traffic, once you remove all that buildup, once you remove those negative directions, and you create an environment similar to one that you had when you were a baby, and you were totally pure, and your neshama had the ability to learn Torah, bebet, and imo with a malach, even with those 39 days of physical creation, because it wasn't adulterated. It wasn't straight off. There was nowhere to go. The neshama had the ability to grow with the guf. That's Rabosai, what malchus brings you back to. You go through those first 39 steps, and then memeli, you don't need the 40th step. Memeli, you're reborn, you're rejuvenated with the neshama that's automatically untouched, and now has the ability to restart to restart the engine, to recharge, to regrow, to go back to that original stage of the fetus. Sefer HaChinuch tells us, Rabosai, the reason we go to a mikvah is we're also, in our physical lives, in our daily lives, we're going back to utero. We're going back to that sac, to that situation where we were just in the water, the bet and emo. And what are we doing, says the Sefer HaChinuch? We're recreating ourselves. That's what a tahara is. That's what the purification process is. That's why there's an inyan to go to the mikvah before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to restart. I know it's been hard with summer vacation, everything. Everyone has the stories. We strayed away. We're human beings. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that. But the point is now, we have to recognize that now we want to go back to our mother's sack, to Bet and Ima, to the Mayim of Tshuva, to the recreation of who we are.
We want to create an environment of that after you get the 39 lashes, that same neshama now creates an environment for him to start to grow. That's what we're doing. Rabosai, that's what the Kosher Glover Rav, one of the Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer, says based on this Maharal, a beautiful pshat, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kosher Glover Rav. He says, you want to know why it's called a Makar Rabah? Because if you go one more after the 39 Malkus, huh, you're hitting the Neshama. The Neshama is not affected. The Neshama is not bad. The Neshama is not impure. The Neshama was just affected by its surroundings. Now that those surroundings were removed because we gave 39 Malkus, that's going to be a Makarabah. Now you're not hurting the guf, you're hurting the Neshama. Says Rashi, V'nikla Achicha, after he goes through the 39 Malkus, he goes back to be that holy brother. One of the tzaddikim. He recreated his name. He rejuvenated himself. He went from a Rosh Marusha that deserved Malkus, 39, and prior to the 40th, he's already back. He changed his name. He recreated himself. He's reborn. Reborn, literally, Rabbi said, the way we're explaining it, like the Sefer HaChinuch. Now he has a new name. He's not a Rosh anymore. He's Mr. Achicha. He's Mr. Achicha. Don't you dare give him a 40th lash. That's such a makarabo. Because you're hitting a tyrant neshama. Can you imagine going up to the streets, a Yerushalmi tzaddik who gives brachas, and walking up to such an individual and giving him malchus? Makarabo. I would yell at such a person and say, how can you give such a makarabah to such a person? Rabosai, if you go through the right stages with Malkus, says Rashi, that's going to be a makarabah, says the Kosher Glover Rebbe. That's a makarabah. You just turned into that tzaddik that someone's going to turn to and say that he's not that same person that did the Malkus Avera, that did the Avera that deserves 39 lashes. He's another person. He didn't get 40. Of course he didn't get 40 because he's a neshama. He's a tzaddik. And he always was a tzaddik. It was just polluted. It was affected by his environment. That's 39 to 40. Rabosai. That's Malkus in the Torah. That's the Maharal's pshat in Arbom Yakenu, in Makaraba, in changing from Rosha to Achicha. But I think this message is Yisodistic, not only to understand and analyze the steps and the drushes of Chazal when it comes to 39 to 40 lashes. Rabosai, we find ourselves in the month of Elul. Elul is the introduction and the step and stage, steps and stages to have a full-fledged Tara process. How many days are the Yomim Noraim, including Elul? 40 days. We have the opportunity now
the first 39 days to recreate our environments, to recreate and redirect ourselves. Where have we been going? What have we been involved with? Who's been winning the battle? Is it the goof? Is it our physical drives? Is it things that we're looking at, that our eyes are involved with, that our ears are involved with, that our mouths are involved with? And how is our neshama doing? Our neshama is polluted. We need, in order to go through a full Tara process, to have an effective dunk in that mikvah to recreate our souls, to recreate our existence, we need to make sure to go through the Malkus process 39 days. And then when you approach Yom Kippur, you can come with Yom Kippur as a Tayre Nishon, as a pure soul to the Rabbi Nishon. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm reborn. I'm a new entity. I went back to my mother's fetus, not only just as a minig, because my father dunks in a mikvah on Yom Kippur, and I have a minig, and I do Averis an hour before the mikvah, and I do Averis after the mikvah, and I yell at my mother right before I go to the mikvah, because I have to go to the mikvah, and I can't help you. No. I'm going to the mikvah as a new person. I'm going to the mikvah as a person that didn't look at the computer the night before I went to the mikvah. I'm going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur as a person that really walked away from that hack, that huddle of Lashon Hara, because that's not me. I'm a person that took these 39 days prior to Yom Kippur very seriously and fixed every aspect of my body, that my neshama has the ability to impress itself and to be on top and the driving force of my existence. I'm not creating an area and a scenario and a reality for my neshama that just gets buried down, polluted, not anywhere to go, suffocated. If I cared, my neshama is the one that's driving my goal. I created an existence. I created a reality that now my neshama has the ability to represent who I am on Yom Kippur. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at me on Yom Kippur and he judges me on Yom Kippur, what's he going to point to? Is he going to point to the 39 days of the goof? Or is he going to point to that Tayre Neshama, that Makaraba, that Tzadik Gadol that I want to be defined by? Rabosai, the choice is now, not then. The choice is now. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a minig to have Malkus, literally whips. People do it. They take a little garto, if you ever see. Go to Brooklyn. You take a little garto before Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur and they do 39 Malkus. Why is it Dafka on Erev Yom Kippur? I saw a beautiful pshat by Rav Pinchas Friedman. He said, Maridika pshat. He said, it's this pshat. He said, because we're now fixing our neshama. It's the same idea as the Maharal. We're going through that process. We're fixing our neshamas. We are now during Elul doing what Beis Din did for that guy that went astray and went with the Tanuge Aguf and all the pleasures of his body and drove his life based on his body and physical pleasures. We are going through that same process. Not physically with lashes, but we're doing the same thing. We want to make sure that at the end game, in overtime, by Yom Kippur, when it's already the post game, when it's already sudden death, literally, sudden death. That you know who's playing, you know who we're putting on the field, you know who's skating on the rink. It's the neshama that's the captain. It's not the goof that's the captain. It's the neshama that's representing us. It's the neshama that's showing and presenting our existence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabosai, let's be mechazik. Let's take this L seriously. Let's go back into the Beis Medrash. Let's go out of the Beis Medrash when we leave the Beis Medrash and make sure we're always focused. We just want to grow. We want to grow. We want to create that environment for our neshamas. I don't care what everyone else is doing. I don't care what the guy around me is doing. I don't care what other shear's doing. I don't care what's in style, what's out of style. I care what I need to do by the 40th day. I need to bring out my neshama and make an environment for my neshama that it could breathe. Because I know that throughout this summer and throughout the last year, I polluted my neshama. So let's go through our boim yakenu. And in Mirza Hashem, through all those reminders of Shoftim, Misholtrim, Titein Lecha, all the special reminders that we placed in already at the beginning of this week. And we had a Gevaldik week, and we stay intense. And we keep the intensity. It's beautiful, Rabbosai. I love the Kol Torah in the Beis Medrash. Keep it up. But don't only keep it up there. Keep it up over there. And in Mirza Hashem, everyone will be Zoche to present HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their leading lawyer, person who's defending them as the neshama and not the goof. Rabbosai, let's go. Let's make sure we finish from yesterday. If you're worried about not getting Maram Komos, start with the Maram Komos from today. And then if anyone has extra time,